Hello, I'm Ember.
And I'm Arcadia.
From now until we're through with you, you belong to us. And you will be systematically stripped to the core. You will have your mind turned inside out. Your body will be twisted to our satisfaction. And there is nothing you can do to prevent this. You don't need to do a thing. You don't need to make any effort at all to enter trance. You will simply follow us. You will simply allow us to guide you wherever we wish to take you.
So, make yourself as comfortable as you can. Take a deep breath and just hold it a moment. That's right. And now, let it go. That's great. Once more now. Deep breath. And hold it, and feel the way your lungs expand so naturally before you just let it out now. Good. Sometimes you can find yourself thinking about the strangest things. Sometimes, when your mind wanders, it can be easy to just allow your thoughts to drift and float where they will. It might be that while you listen to us talking to you, you find that your attention wanders, and that's okay. You can just allow that to happen. But it might be that you actually find your mind becoming more sharply focused on all the thoughts and sensations that you experience. And that's okay too. However you experience trance is exactly the right way for you to experience it. There is no right or wrong experience. And in fact, the only thing that you need to do right now, as you settle down and start to feel more and more relaxed now, is just to breathe and listen. And when you're ready, let go completely.
Close your eyes now, if you haven't already. It's a strange feeling, isn't it? When you suddenly become so aware of your own body, of your own limbs. There is a strange tendency among human beings to separate the brain and the body. We think of them as completely separate entities, each with its own set of rules and actions. And so, as you relax, you can notice now how you can think about the weight of your limbs. And you can feel the heaviness and understand it intellectually. Your brain and your body work together in such perfect harmony without any conscious effort on your part. And when that harmony is interrupted, we can find that disorienting. We can find that the things we took for granted, our sense of balance, our perception of space and time, can become distorted. Sometimes the things that interrupt that balance can be so simple and unobtrusive that we simply don't notice them happening.
It may be that you can remember a time when you felt this interruption. Perhaps when you were young, and it was so much fun to swing higher and higher, as though you might simply fly through the air. And yet, gravity had other ideas. And that sharp jolt when you leapt off the swing and hit the ground was sometimes enough to alter your perception. Or maybe you've been to a swimming pool and you can remember that feeling of losing all sense of depth and direction as you turned somersaults underwater. Maybe, though, it was nothing at all like this. Sometimes the change in perception is gentle and happens without you doing anything active or intentional. Sometimes, when you're getting very sleepy now, you might become vaguely aware that your sense of perception is blurring and melting. Your fingertips stretching away from your body might feel like they were drifting away from you entirely. Your feet might seem to be getting further away from you, and your mind just lets them go without a worry, without a care in the world.
Perhaps the most obvious situation in which you may experience this distortion is when you're intoxicated. Think about that for a moment. Think about how it feels. About how your body reacts. And how your mind can slip in and out of focus. At that moment, your mind believes that you are completely in control. But somehow, your body doesn't agree. You might find that time itself is twisted and pulled into new shapes. You might find that your natural defenses are lowered. Your inhibitions weakened. Sometimes to the point where they simply don't exist. Think about that. Think about it. And perhaps, as you do, you might notice some of those same sensations right now.
Why would you notice them now? What's going on? Do you even remember what you've been doing for the last few hours? Do you have any idea where you are? Your head feels strangely heavy. There's an almost irritating fuzziness laid over everything, softening the corners, muffling the sounds, both from within and without. your head? What's going on? Your head spins as you attempt to sit up, and you quickly decide against it. Instead, resting your head on what? Now that you're thinking about it, you don't get any sense of familiarity from this place. The usual lighting, the scent of your own home are conspicuously absent. You're lying face down. The spongy surface beneath your body is not entirely comfortable, and the thin pillow under your cheek is scratchy and carries the faintest scent of bleach. How did you get here? You have a memory of pulsing neon lights, loud music which throbbed through your whole body as you were carried along on a surging tide of euphoric bliss. You remember, now that you're thinking hard about it, you remember a line of shot glasses, the gleaming dark polished wood of the bar. You remember the voices of the crowd urging you on. What else do you remember? Everything after that somehow goes dark. There's nothing there, and it slowly comes to your attention that you can hear something.
Morning, sunshine. How's your head?
Is this a police station? The woman is clearly a cop. It must be. My God, how much did you drink last night? Did something happen? What did you do? You reach down as far into your memory as you can, but nothing. Your head aches, though, and your throat is dry and swollen. You lift your head to look directly at the police officer, and you wonder if, perhaps, you might still be a little drunk. There is no other word for it. She's stunning.
Get up. Approach the door, hands behind your back. I need to cuff you and take you for questioning. You're not going to give me any trouble, are you?
Is she serious? She's really going to handcuff you. The slightly menacing look in her eye confirms your fears. she is going to cuff you. And there's not really anything to be done but to obey. So you do, dragging yourself to your feet. You wonder for the 100th time how on earth this has happened to you. But something prevents you asking the woman for an explanation. Perhaps it's fear. Perhaps, as your body responds to her curvaceous figure, you consider the fact that it might be something else.
I hope they're tight enough for you. Now, this way, we're going to interrogation room 4. We need to have a little chat about last night. Are you going to cooperate, or should I have one of the male officers join us?
As the cold metal bites into your wrists, you find yourself unable to speak out loud. So you mutely nod your head. You walk alongside her down the long impersonal hallway, her spiked heels clicking authoritatively with each step.
Right in here. Have a seat.
You do as she says, seating yourself at a small, scarred table. She moves fluidly to take the seat opposite you, her long legs casually high-crossed as she begins to flick through the pages within a manila folder. Her fingernails are startlingly out of place against the backdrop of her form-fitting black suit. They're long and glossy, painted a captivatingly vibrant red.
Do you know why you're here? How much of last night do you remember?
You honestly can't remember a thing, and so you simply say nothing, concentrating hard on the flash of those fingernails, to try and bring your mind back into focus. It isn't working.
Well then, it says right here, indecent exposure. Why don't you tell me why you were doing that? Do you get some kind of thrill out of showing it off to women? Because I'm right here. Are you feeling the urge now? Perhaps you're not as confident without the liquor,
Wait. Indecent exposure? That doesn't sound like something you'd do. Well, not in your normal state of mind, anyway. Is she for real? You really did that. Well, here you are in a police interrogation unit. Maybe you really did. You open your mouth to argue that you would never do such a thing. But before you can get so much as a word out, she cuts you off.
You know what I think? I think you're hiding something. Have you ever been strip-searched, boy? No? I can change that. In fact, I think I will. Stand up, face the wall, and don't move. I'm going to uncuff you. Don't try anything stupid, or I will make you regret it.
Well, what else can you do? You stand, face the wall, and wait. This close to her, you can smell the intoxicating perfume that clings delicately to her skin. It does not help to clear your head. But at least the cuffs are off now.
Put your hands behind your head and spread those legs.
Her voice right next to your ear seems much more intimate than you were expecting. Intimate, but not gentle. You close your eyes as you feel her hands traveling over your limbs. Her touch is firm and lingering. As her hands reach your inner thighs, you have a sudden thought of what it would feel like if those glossy fingernails were running over your bare skin. It's enough to make you shiver.
Oh, I felt that. What was that all about then? Something there you don't want me to see? Given what you're here for, I'm surprised. I would have thought you'd want me to see. In fact, I'm sure you do. So why don't you go ahead and lose the clothes?
Is she serious? She must be. She moves around to face you, folding her arms across her chest, obviously waiting. You look at her in some alarm, but she simply cocks an eyebrow.
Get moving. I don't have all day to waste. You were so eager last night. What's the hold up now? Is it because I'm in control this time? Or maybe you like that I'm in control, and you don't want me to see just how much. Let's find out. Keep going. Everything off. Your shirt first. That's right. Now your pants. I didn't say you could stop. I said everything off. Good boy. Just put everything on the table.
You've never felt more vulnerable in your life as you stand before her. Her eyes rake over every inch of exposed flesh. And to your shame, you can't help but feel a stirring of arousal. She is beautiful, and she exudes the sort of sultry confidence that denies any resistance. She begins to walk a slow circle around you, inspecting your body from all angles.
stand completely still. I guess you weren't hiding anything after all. Or are you? Maybe I need to perform a cavity search to be sure.
You suddenly break into a cold sweat. Surely she wouldn't subject you to that humiliation. Would she? Is that even legal?
You look a little scared. I think you should get on your knees and beg me not to. You'll have to make me believe that you're innocent. You'll have to be very convincing. Go on. Get on your knees. Now.
And without thought, without even a moment of resistance, you do. Your knees hit the hard concrete floor with an audible thump. The cold, grainy surface biting into your skin. She towers above you, and you don't dare meet her eyes. You already know that no mercy will be visible in them. She has you, naked, subdued, subjugated, and you are so turned on by her luscious body, by her easy grace, and her absolute authority over you. You crawl to her feet and rest your head on the cold ground, your eyes tightly closed as the last remnants of your will crumble.
You know you're going to be charged. And you could spend 6 months in prison. Do you have any idea what they do to sluts like you in there? If you don't want to find out, maybe I could help you. But I have to be sure you won't be a repeat offender. I have to know that if I tell you how you must behave, that you will do exactly as I say. You can be a good boy for me, can't you? You can prove to me that you will follow my orders.
You lift your head. She could help you. Maybe this whole mess might be forgotten. Whatever demands she makes, you know you will comply. You have no choice. And even if you did, something about her is so alluring, so powerful, that you can't honestly say that you would refuse her.
Why don't you prove it to me right now? Sit up. I'm gonna want to see this. Touch yourself. Wrap your hand around your cock. I want to see you riding the edge of self-control. Oh, you good boy. Now speed it up for me. These doors aren't locked after all. You don't want anyone to come in and see you like this. Or do you?
You shake your head. No, you don't want that. But a tiny treacherous part of your brain can't help but wonder how that would feel. How that would look from the outside. You on your knees, stroking yourself at her feet as she watches you, a tiny smirk playing on the edges of her lips. You speed up at her command, your body aflame with desire for her, with desire to please her.
Huh. Maybe you would like that. Maybe a horny little slut like you can only get off with an audience. You know, you might have an audience right now, because this is all on tape. Standard procedure for an interrogation. You better hope I remember to erase it. I didn't tell you to stop. Keep going. I want to hear you moan. I want to hear you tell me what a filthy boy you are. In fact, say it. Say you're a filthy boy. Say it out loud, right now. Good. So you can follow my orders.
You are so close now. You can feel the tension building throughout your body. A delicious ache that threatens to overwhelm your senses. You need to come soon. You can feel the slow burn of pleasure racing towards boiling point. Your breath comes hot and shallow now as you writhe at her feet in an exquisite agony of ecstasy. So close, another minute will do it, and you need that release so badly now. There is nothing that you crave more than the satisfaction of following this order to completion.
Here's another order, now that you're so close. Stop. Both hands behind your back right now. That cock is mine now. Do you understand? It's mine. Tell me who owns your cock. Say it out loud, boy. Tell the world who owns your cock. Try that a little louder. Good. Very good. And don't you forget it, either.
As if you possibly could. There is no way now that this scene will ever fade from your mind. Right here, right now, as you kneel on the ground, with your release denied, you know that something in you has awoken. Some need. Some desire that you had never openly acknowledged. And you know that everything is changed. You will do anything she asks. You will follow her orders. You will be grateful eternally, not only for her offer of help in making these charges against you disappear, but also for something else. Something so deep and private that you're not sure how to put it into words.
You have been such a good boy for me, and I can be rewarding too. So I'm going to hold on to this file and keep it safe. If you continue to please me, these charges will never see the light of day. But that won't be a problem. You want to keep pleasing me, don't you? You want to be mine. Now, get your clothes on. I'm gonna get the tape. And perhaps I'll review your performance later. Wait here for me and I'll sign you out. Good boy.
She gathers the file from the table, tossing your clothes to you as she walks out of the room. You're left to scramble into your clothing, your head spinning with all that's just happened. Just as you pull on your shirt, the door opens. You whip around to see that the intruder is a uniformed officer. He gives you a puzzled look.
The hell are you doing here? The drunk tank's all the way on the other side of the building.
You're completely confused, and it must show on your face, because the officer explains.
Man, you were so drunk, you couldn't remember where you lived. We found you wandering around downtown at 4 a.m. That must have been a good night. Miller brought you in to sleep it off. Better get home before somebody misses you.
You nod slowly and stand. But as you're about to leave the room, the woman walks back in. She casts an appraising look at you before turning to the officer to speak.
I'll take it from here, Foster. Don't you have a report to finish?
Yes, Lieutenant.
The officer leaves, and the woman, the lieutenant, turns to you with a smile.
Let's go.
You follow her from the room and along the hall. So, you haven't done anything wrong. Why would she concoct this whole story? It makes no sense. Unless the front desk looms into view, and the woman efficiently signs you out.
Well, you're all set today. But I'm sure I'll be seeing you again soon. After all, you wouldn't want me to accidentally file any of this.
And for some reason that you can't quite explain, you don't contradict her. You simply smile, thank her, and walk out the front doors. You stand for a moment in the refreshing morning air. Now that you're outdoors, you find that your mind is starting to refocus. You take a deep breath and another. In front of you are 5 broad stone steps leading down to the street. Take the first step down now, starting to feel more awake, more aware. And the second step now, becoming more aware of your surroundings as your muscles stretch. The third step, and you can start to move now, if you'd like to, feeling so good, more and more awake and alert. The fourth step, almost there now, feeling almost completely awake. Fifth step, open your eyes, wide awake now, completely alert, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and so, so good.